The US and Germany have criticized Russia for providing the Syrian military with anti-aircraft missile systems, saying the move will put Israel's security at risk.
We ask them again not to upset the balance within the region with respect to Israel and the weaponry that is being provided to Assad, whether it's an old contract or not. It has a profoundly negative impact on the balance of interests and the stability of the region, and it does put Israel at risk.
Kerry made the comments in a joint press conference with German Foreign Minister Guido Westerwelle in Washington. The German Foreign Minister also warned Moscow against sending weaponry to Syria, saying the move could hinder the upcoming Geneva II talks on the situation in Syria. The warnings come just weeks after Germany delivered a fifth Dolphin-class submarine to Israel's Navy. The vessel, which is capable of launching cruise missiles with nuclear warheads, has set off alarms in the Middle East. Let's go to Montreal and talk to Professor Michael Josadovsky with the Center for Research on Globalization. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Josadovsky, it's interesting. Why does Germany and the U.S. criticize Russia for sending arms to Syria while they themselves are providing weapons to Israel?
Well, it's a nonsensical discourse of countries which are, in fact, behind the terrorist organizations in Syria. They cannot, on the one hand, be peacemakers in terms of the proposed Geneva Peace Conference and at the same time support an insurrection channeling weapons to Al-Qaeda-affiliated forces. But there is another dimension. They accuse Russia of providing weapons to Syria for defensive purposes under a bilateral agreement between two countries. On the other hand, we notice that the United States is channeling billions and billions of dollars to Israel, right from the beginning, from the statement of the State of Israel. Germany is on record of providing German-made submarines which are tooled with Israeli nuclear warheads. In other words, it is, in fact, in violation not only of the non-proliferation treaty, but it's also in violation of German law and violation of European law.
Indeed.
In providing weapons technology for in support of nuclear weapons.
Right. Now, Mr. Josadovsky, but the question is that why is it that only Israel's security is so important and not the security of others in the region?
Well, this, of course, is the expression of double standards. Syria is not a threat to countries in the Middle East. But if we look at Israel and we look at its history, it has waged wars against several of its neighboring countries, including Lebanon, Syria, and Egypt in the course of recent history. And much of these operations have been, in effect, also supported by U.S. military aid. Israel receives billions and billions and billions of dollars of U.S. military aid. And I should also mention that other countries in the region, such as Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, are also recipients of U.S. military aid. And much of this military aid is also being used to threaten Syria and to fund the insurrection, which is composed, as we know, of terrorist death squads.
Right. Now, so despite the fact that the European Union has lifted an arms embargo on Syrian insurgents, how optimistic are you that the Geneva II talks would be able to resolve the Syrian crisis politically and not militarily?
The United States and its allies are not seeking a peaceful solution to the Syrian crisis. If they were seeking a solution, they would disengage in terms of their support to al-Nusra, which is a terrorist organization, and it's not only a violation of international law, but it's also a violation of United States law, which classifies al-Nusra as a terrorist organization. And it's somewhat ironic that the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is implementing a policy which is in direct contradiction with his country's anti-terrorist legislation. In fact, he's in violation of those criteria because he is brokering a relationship with a terrorist organization and channeling U.S. military aid to al-Qaeda.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks to Michael Tosadowski with the Center for Research on Globalization from Montreal.